Joining me live in studio is Sierra Mitchell, this time around representing the Afton Food Pantry. Good morning, Sierra. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, absolutely fantastic. Appreciate you swinging by, and a lot going on, as always, with the Afton Food Pantry and the Fight Hunger Food Initiative that's kind of statewide. And now, before we get too much into what's happening locally, I did want to give our listeners a little heads up on things that you are doing across the state, because it is pretty amazing what you are doing just in our little towns, but statewide with the First Lady, with Jenny Gordon. Tell us what's been going on.
Oh, I am so glad to be partnered with First Lady Jenny Gordon and the Wyoming Hunger Initiative. As many people know, she came here, she served at our little tiny Afton Food Pantry, and after that, when COVID hit, the Wyoming Hunger Initiative spearheaded helping anyone who has hunger issues. So I get to serve on her task force as the regional director. I cover a few of our neighboring counties. I check in how we're doing. I make sure we can address any needs. I get to spend a lot of time in Cheyenne. And it's just exciting to know that I get to be a part of something bigger and help statewide.
Yeah. So what is kind of the snapshot, if you will, in your district that you oversee? How are things right now as far as hunger needs?
Things are a little bit unsteady. As we know, COVID has affected any food agency that assists those that are in need. Numbers have been up, down. I can tell you that any food agency is bracing for a harder winter than people might think because of still COVID. Also, the child tax credit is going to affect families that are receiving it now that won't receive it come tax time. So we're all bracing for the uphill as the winter and holidays really do a number on all of us food agencies.
Well, you mentioned COVID and how things, the impact that it had with food pantries and food banks and the responsibilities that they were given. How much did you end up handing out over the last year?
Oh, Duke, it's been wild and crazy at the food pantry. Just some fun numbers for everyone. We gave out 1,700 boxes of cereal last year. We gave out 5,500 packs of ramen noodles and over 7,000 cans of soup. That's just some of the small amounts of things we give out. We served over 4,260 individuals just at the Afton Food Pantry. That number is over 1,700 more than the previous year. So that kind of shows you what COVID has done to us.
Wow, that's amazing. So the need is certainly still there even now, correct, at this time?
Yes, absolutely. The need is still there. We're still serving anywhere from 10 to 15 patrons higher than previous years. And as we go into the fall and winter months, those are the worst on food banks. And so we anticipate that number will continue to rise.
Well, thus the second annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Can Food Drive. Not only is this a great cause, but it's kind of fun. I really like how you put this together. Tell us about this food drive that's taking place in a couple weeks.
Yes, we're so excited about the second annual Fighting Hunger Games Food Drive. I will tell everyone, because remember, this is a healthy competition between communities, that Osmond Fairview was the reigning champs from last time. Smoot has usually been our biggest supporter, but they failed compared to Osmond Fairview. So the neighboring communities, you better step up this year. We utilize the youth. Remember, this used to be the former Boy Scout Drive, which has kind of gone away in the months of October. So we flipped it to the Fighting Hunger Games. The youth are going to do most of the work for us. You're going to find them hanging door hangers next Tuesday night. So if you see a teenager in your yard at dark, don't panic. It's all for a good cause, people. They're going to hang a door hanger. And then the following Tuesday, October 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m., all you have to do is set that food on your porch near your door, and the youth will come around and grab it. They're going to bring it to the pantry, put it under the correct community, because remember, this is a competition. And on that door hanger is also going to include everything that we really need the most, which are certain items, things we can't take, which we'll talk about, ways to donate money. Money is always one of the best donations for a food pantry because we can buy exactly what we need the most, especially as holidays come our way. And we're just excited and so thankful for all the helping hands this will take. This will take a lot of youth. to help make this drive happen.
So the door hangers on the 5th and the collections happening on the 12th
of October, right? Yes.
So that's when that all takes place. So make sure you have everything out. Lots of details on the door hangers as they come around, happening again next week and then the following week. You mentioned some of the info that's going to be on there, but just for sake, what are the big needs right now for the food pantry?
I always tell families what you eat the most at home is exactly what a food bank needs. So please remember that when donating. Chili's a big one. Soups, pasta, cereal. Those are big ones. Grocery bags. We go through over 200 plastic grocery bags every single week. That would be a great item.
Wait. So... Okay, so we are that typical family, and I make fun of my wife because every she has like the stash of grocery
we
sacks.
We all have the stash.
So you mean we can actually donate those to the food bank?
Absolutely. We would love to have them. Just set them right on the porch with it, with those canned items. We all have the stash, Duke.
Okay. I don't want to have the stash. You can have that stash.
We would
I'll get
love
it
to take those off your hands.
Okay.
Something big that we are trying to continue education for is that the food bank cannot take food items beyond a year old. So you're going to see on the door hanger, please, 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 no food items older than October of 2021. Grandma or moms and dads, we do not want the 1972 can of beans we have previously received, okay? We definitely have to discard those items in creative ways, so we just ask that you please check the dates on items before donating. Also, as funny as this seems, every time we've hosted this drive, we've received alcoholic beverages. Now, Duke, I would have a whole new line of people out the back door of the food pantry if alcoholic beverages started to go out the door. So please, no alcoholic food beverages. Or alcoholic beverages, I should say. Also, we cannot accept anything that's canned by yourself. So those lovely individuals that can their own peaches, we cannot accept those. And nothing older than October 2020, pretty please.
Awesome. So it's the second annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Canned Food Drive. Door flyers hung next week on Tuesday the 5th, and then the following week on the 12th, they'll be around to come pick those up. So District 1, go through these Hunger Game districts for us again.
District 1, Smoot. District 2, this is my district now, so we got to step up Osmond Fairview and defend our reigning title. District 3 came in second last year, which is Afton. And District 4, Grover and Auburn. We count every single can. We take out the expired and minus it from your overall. And then we'll know who our champ is. And it will take, hopefully, last year was about 13,000 cans of food. It should take us about 4 days of 5 classes per day to sort through this, get it on our shelves, dated, organized, and ready for very difficult winter months for us.
So any help is appreciated. Sierra, you mentioned financial donations as well. Can people do that through this food drive, or should they do that, go about that a different way?
Absolutely. On the door hanger, you're going to see 3 different options. You can mail a donation, you can visit our website, you can Venmo. Also, you can make a donation at the grocery store. They always accept donations for us. You're welcome to give it to the cashier. You don't want that change off your transaction. Fantastic. Donate it. They'll save it for us. That's also another great way to donate.
And if I'm not mistaken, every dollar is worth about 10 for the food pantry, correct?
Yes, because we're Food Bank of Wyoming, we can buy food extremely cheap. And so we can make a dollar donation stretch much farther than that.
It's Sierra Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry and the second annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Can Food Drive coming up next week for the Southern Star Valley area, again, for the Afton Food Pantry. Some other great things happening with the Wyoming Hunger Initiative, a couple cool programs, and Star Valley was kind of, you know, leading the way on this one, too. In fact, Food from the Field, tell us about this.
We can toot our own horn around here. We are so thankful that the Star Valley Meat Block was one of 2 processors last year that joined Food from the Field. So now, because of First Lady's Wyoming Hunger Initiative, we are able to accept game meat donations that are dropped at the Star Valley Meat Block. So all a hunter has to do, maybe there's multiple tags in the family, maybe you filled your own freezer first, please consider taking that animal to the block. It's going to go through the chronic waste disease testing. Once negative, it's going to be processed and come right back here to benefit our local community. So a local hunter can donate local game to benefit local families. So that, it's a big season for us around here. We just appreciate any donation. And guess what, hunters? There's no cost. It's completely free to you. They do all the work, and we get to give it out every Thursday night.
Now, that's not just an Afton Food Pantry thing. That's a statewide program. So for our listeners in Bridge Valley, Kemmer, they can participate as well. How does someone find out the closest location to take their game to?
The best thing to do is to jump on nohungerwyo.org/field. That's going to tell you all the processors that have jumped on board. And you can see we've added 5 new additional processors from last year. So Star Valley was one of the pilot programs. It was super successful. And now more processors are jumping on board so hunters can make a bigger impact in their own local community.
Another great statewide program that started this year is the Grow a Little Extra. Tell us about this one.
Grow a Little Extra. People planted an extra row in their garden. People planted for the first time. A community garden has been growing seeds. And we've had super great success. My own little guy has grown over 100 pounds in the Geodome for the Grow a Little Extra. And it's been a fantastic new program that'll obviously come back next year. We all know the horrible W word is coming quicker than we want it to. So as you tidy up your garden and finish off for the year, if you have excess produce, you can totally donate it to the food pantry. You can drop it by the 4-H Extension office at the Civic Center. Shelly Balls, who is over Sensible Nutrition, will weigh it and get it to us. You can also drop it by the Afton Town Hall, because remember, we're not always at the food pantry. So if you have excess zucchinis that are still growing, you can absolutely donate those, and we're going to give them out to local families.
All right, it's Sierra Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry and the second annual Fighting Hunger Games canned food drive up and coming in on the way. And Sierra, can I just say, I am ecstatic that Osmond Fairview District was able to make the blockbuster trade to bring you out of Afton into our district, because we got to knock off Smoot again.
Yes, we do, sir. Come on, Osmond Fairview. We got to defend our title.
It's happening again next week and the week after the second annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Canned Food Drive. Sierra Mitchell with us on the SVI Radio Network.